There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is, I've been running their stuff since their first generation. They're in generation three. Generation four is on the drawing board, and now I just have stuff from all three, and I'm waiting for the fourth to come out. Right now the third is the Scorpion line, and that is well worth the price of admission. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest, he's a perfect fit, because when you go to his YouTube page, it says, "Welcome to the lifestyles of the locked and loaded." He considers himself to be a novice firearms enthusiast, but he also is a libertarian, a husband, father, an entrepreneur, artist, writer, music producer, and filmmaker, and he hasn't made up his mind what else he may be. We're joined, lucky to be joined today by Hank Strange. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you something. I've looked at pictures of you peering down, like when you take on a sight picture on a rifle. That is the scariest sight I have ever seen in my life. Because it's something about your eyes. You have these eyes that if you're not wearing eye pro and if you're just peering down the rifle, looking down the rifle, mm-hmm. that is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. You just have like this sort of cold gaze. I have to practice in front of a mirror to get that effect.
Okay, thanks, man. I don't know. I guess it's just natural.
Well, I mean, if you ever need to peer down the rifle at somebody, they're probably going to give up. You're not going to be involved in a gunfight. So that's a good
thing. I hope so, because I don't know that I would actually live up to the hype. So
I think you probably could. But anyway, let's talk about the peculiar viewpoint of the Hank Strange situation. That's the way you refer to what you do.
Right.
Your channel, which is very heavily gun type oriented, mm-hmm. you don't consider yourself to be a gun reviewer, do you?
No, I mean, really what I'm trying to do is highlight guns, the firearm industry, the Second Amendment, and all that kind of stuff. I guess, you know, people can put me in the category of being a gun reviewer, and sometimes we do that, but more I'm just trying to highlight things that are out there.
I noticed that with some of the stuff you do, with the guns that you actually do review, a lot of times you'll bring on like a partner or a guest star to do that. And mm-hmm. you're more interested, I think, in actually the video making portion of it, aren't you? I mean, you're more of the filmmaker as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, at the core, I'm an artist. And, you know, I'm always thinking about the cinematography of what we're doing. And, you know, and really the reason why I try to bring in people when I can is because I'm trying to imagine that my audience is really there with us on the range, you know, and we're just friends hanging out and we're taking a look at this gun. You know, typically when you go to the range, you've got guns and people've got guns and they're always like, "Oh, look at this, try this out." So it's, you know, we try to be informal and just flow and say whatever we think about what we're looking at.
See, whenever I talk to somebody like Hank Strange, what happens is I'm wanting to get into video. So I've gone out and mm-hmm. I've invested in a couple of nice cameras and everything else. And then I'll say, "Hank, what do you shoot with?" And you'll say, "An iPhone."
Yeah, I mean, I'll shoot video with whatever I have at hand. You know, it's just tools. And the iPhone is actually a pretty good tool. You know, it's able to shoot HD. You can do some slow-mo on there, so it's not too bad. the videos you see on my channel are shot with all kinds of different things. So, and right now on my channel, I think we've got about 5 videos that are over 100,000 views, and one of them I shot with an Android tablet.
An Android tablet.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's whatever you have at the moment and how you use it, and you get your point across or get your story across, I think that's what's important. It's nice to have, you know, good cameras and lenses and the audio is great, but I don't think it's really the most important thing, especially not on YouTube.
Well, and it just, I mean, it just reinforces something. I don't think it's, you know, the most used camera in the world is the iPhone. I know the people at B&H Photo don't want that getting out, but that's the most used camera in the world, and I think it speaks more for, there's filmmakers and there's people that shoot video. I think you're more, I'm trying to be a filmmaker. Right now I'm just a guy that shoots video because I've gone, I'm like a golfer that just picked up golf, you know, and I go to the shop and whatever Tiger Woods is hitting, that's what I buy, and can't hit a golf ball to save my life, but I got all the good tools to do it, so.
But you're in the game, you're in the game.
I am in the game, yes sir, I am in the game.
Right.
The Hank Strange situation, okay, nobody describes their channel like that. Nobody describes it as a situation. Why?
Why did I make it the Hank Strange situation?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I know your channel is different. Your channel is never, your channel is quite unpredictable, actually, which I sort of like.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I just want to do, like I said, I'm an artist, and I just want to, I want to keep myself interested in this because the burnout rate doing something like this is really high. If you're a guy that you're a hobbyist and every now and then you buy a gun and you go out and shoot and you put a video up, that's one thing. But if you're kind of, let's put it in the category of where you're posting constantly, you know, I think we post at least twice a week. I'm posting now on YouTube and on 430.
That's right.
So it's really easy to get burned out. And what I want to do is make sure that I'm interested in what I'm doing. And I'm interested in a lot of different things.
430.
Go ahead.
430, that's you and Mac and all the amigos up there.
Is a media platform. It's a media platform that's an alternative to YouTube because YouTube doesn't take advertising money from the firearms industry. So it's really difficult for content creators like myself and all the guys that you see and girls that you see out there making videos on YouTube that are gun related to actually monetize or make money out of what we're doing. You know,
yeah.
Because where you make money is from advertising, and if the firearms industry is excluded from that, then you're excluded from this big chunk of potential money that you could make.
Yeah, that YouTube is sort of like GoFundMe from what I've seen, and some of the videos that you guys post up there, some of the you know, that have tens of thousands of subscribers, some of your videos get seen quite a bit, and yet the biggest YouTubers out there are the ones that are doing video of gameplay on a video game,
right?
And talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they make an obscene amount of money on
the games they're playing have guns in them.
Yes, they do.
Right.
When we get back,
it's critical.
When we get back, I want to talk about the video you put up when you got pulled over.
Okay.
Because Hank is I don't want to say Hank. Hank has a warrior look about him. I don't know where your lineage comes from or anything, but you got the mohawk going on. You got the eyes going on. I'm almost certain those cops couldn't have seen that. And the only reason I want to ask you about that is because that's a 25-minute long video. So that must have been. I'd like to get your impression of that. Hank Strange, you can find him at hankstrange.com. And on YouTube, he's also on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, and Google Plus. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cues. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your Reaction Response Kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, the modularity of that weapon system, or that holster system, is it defies logic. It defies logic. You can literally come up with thousands, and well, I don't want to go tens of thousands, but you can come up with so many combinations to run a holster that you can go broke buying all the accessories to do it that way. It's just that modular. Check out that wild modularity at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from HankStrange.com is Hank Strange. I know there's few people that can rock a shaved head like I do. He's one of the few that can actually rock a mohawk. You did a video about being pulled over because you are a black American. And that's all I got from the video title. And I'm not even sure I got that part of it. I know you're black American. So, I mean, did they just pull you over because of that reason? I mean, what went on with that? That was a 25-minute long video.
Yeah, well, the whole video is 25 minutes, but the actual traffic stop footage is about 10 minutes, and it's called Driving While Strange. Now, when this initially happened to me, I didn't think that it happened to me because I'm black. You know, I was just upset because it was basically Easter Sunday. My dad was, you know, most of my family's in New York, and my dad was here. I took him back to the airport in Tampa. And I was coming back through Gainesville. I went through Gainesville. I was headed towards my house. And there was this heavy police presence out there on the road. And there's not a lot of traffic or anything like that on the road. But they were, I think I saw about 20 units, sheriff's units or deputies, whatever they called. And so I was behaving myself and taking it easy. But they were pulling people over, and that's what they were out there for. So in my mind, I thought, you know, this is just a waste of time on Easter Sunday to be out here with this heavy presence, you know, pulling people over. And then for this particular sheriff's department, when they pull you over, you have to get out of the car.
Okay.
So
that's a change.
And that's just what they do. They make you get out of the car. And so when they made me get out, I said, what are you pulling me over for? And they said it was because of the tints on my car, which is just a universal reason that police officers everywhere can use to pull you over. I live in Florida. You need tents. So that's probably the easiest thing that they can use to go after people.
Right.
And, you know, and then the officer wanted to know if I was armed. I figured since there was so many of them, if you look at the video, there's actually about four units that pulled me over. One of them was the sergeant, and he leaves, and there's still three guys there because they're one to a unit.
Right.
And I was like, you know, this is overkill to me for tinted windows. So when I actually got home, I posted something on Facebook, and I was just upset about being pulled over. The thing is that people told me, yeah, there's a family in that area that has a party every year. And so because that party gets out of hand, there's a police presence there, and they pull a lot of people over. And then, you know, where I live, it's mostly white. And the people who were responding were all white people, and they were telling me, yeah, one of the things is on that day, if you're out there and you're black, you're definitely going to get pulled over. So that's, you know, that's where I think the, you know, people get upset if you pull the race card. I think that's where the race card comes in. It wasn't in my mind until people clued me into that because I wasn't aware of it.
Right. It just sounds to me like they were. Whenever I hear about something like that, it's either a revenue gathering mechanism. Do they give you a ticket for anything?
No, they gave me a written warning, which they told me didn't mean anything.
To what? To lessen your tint?
Yeah,
that was it, right?
Yeah, if you look at the video, once the officer, he asked me if I was armed, and I said yes, I have a CCW, which I showed him.
Right.
He said, okay, I see your CCW, but I don't feel comfortable doing this. And then he's like, well, first let me make sure this is a legal stop. So he goes over to my car, which I shut the engine off, and he opened the door and tested it in about, I don't know, it seemed to me like it was 2 seconds. And then he's like, okay, this is a legal stop. So they wanted to, you know, make sure that they were in the right by pulling me over. So he said that my tint was illegal. When I had it installed, I said, hey, install legal tint. You know, that's a debatable thing. I think they just wanted to make sure that now they can go further. And I was being really cooperative, you know, and he told me he didn't feel comfortable with me being armed. He decided to disarm me. And then he just kept taking it further. If you look at the video, you'll see he ran my driver's license. He ran my at Place. He ran my CCW. Then he runs the serial number on my gun.
He was patient.
When they're telling him that I'm, you know, that I'm good. So
he was fishing. He was fishing for something. But I got pulled over one time. It's not the same thing. I got pulled over one time for expired tag, and I had four people respond to it. I've never quite figured it out. Well, I told them I had a concealed carry permit and a gun, and that's mm-hmm. when the others came on board, and I let them take the gun. Here, take it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all look at it. This is much nicer than what you're carrying. And, I don't like that kind of stuff. I really don't, that whole trawling thing. When we get back, I want to talk about this tour that you did with Kel-Tec, because I just had the guy from Kel-Tec, Chad Enos, on the show. And
oh, okay.
You and the two of us were talking about doing something with Kel-Tec at the Hank Strange Hacienda. And that, I have this sneaking suspicion this is going to be a good time if we actually pull it off.
Yeah,
simply because my associate Beth, now she's dealt with you before, and mm-hmm. sort of described to you what I want to do. If we come down there and do that, are you going to get on camera with us? Because I know you talked about that. Well, I sort of like to be behind the camera. So would you actually do that, or what are you going to do?
Oh yeah, you know, this is show business, so the show must go on. If I have to get on camera, I'll get on camera.
I'll have to wear, the only way I can look spooky like you do is to wear sunglasses though. So even in the dark, I'm going to have to wear the sunglasses. If we do any dark filming at all, I'm going to have to wear the sunglasses in there. And if you
just
want
so
to
you can
that,
look badass.
Just so I can look that strange. I like that strange, that Hank Strange look. That's just, you know. There's something to be said for some good. That's the only way that would work. With the way my hair has thinned out, and I mean really the shaved head is really the only hairstyle option I have. If I tried to grow a mohawk, it would just be a mo, which would look ridiculous. There'd be isn't that innovative? It's somebody else, but no, it's stupid. And it'd be a totally gray mo too. I've lost that magic.
A silver mohawk.
It's no happening. It's just not happening. Anyway, Hank Strange. You can find him on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, HankStrange.com. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com is the only kind of holster I run. Check them out and you'll see why. TacticalHolsters.com. Joining me today from, you're probably at the Hank Strange Hacienda, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the Hacienda right now.
On the Hacienda. I'm sorry. Don't ever, I like to be grammatically correct. Is Hank Strange. And let me ask you a question. I know I wanted to talk about the Kel-Tec thing, but one of the things that you illustrate on a regular basis, and I mentioned this today, the gun community is a tent with no walls. But for some reason, for the longest time until recently this year, with certain things that have made it in the news and everything else, it has always seemed like Black America doesn't want to shoot with us, and they don't want to hang out with us. And that's never really been the case. You sort of illustrate that on a regular basis because you're not Hank Strange Black Gun Reviewer. You're Hank Strange Gun Guy when you show up at these places. And nobody cares. Nobody looks at you and says, Hank Strange is black. Nobody cares about that. And, I mean, this past year, for the first time ever, the overwhelming majority of black people saw guns as a benefit in the house. And now it's changed the whole dynamic of who, the percentage of Americans that admit they prefer gun rights. What kind of receptions do you get when you're talking to the various, when you go out and you meet various people? Who comes up to you and says, I really enjoy what you do? And how many people come up to you and say, I'm surprised that you do it, though?
Everyone that comes up to me, overwhelmingly, I can't recall anyone that said that they're surprised that I do it. I think people in general enjoy what I'm doing. My audience, I think, is equal to the ratio that we have. You know, I think that we've got, obviously, black people are not a majority here in America. So my audience comes out like that, and so when I meet black people, they're glad I'm doing it. They, you know, they want to see more black people doing things, so they enjoy the fact that it's myself and Lola, and they see our kids every now and then shooting. And then there are people who, you know, they want someone of color, of people of color, to be in the industry publicly, because I think that you have lots of black people that use guns for lots of different reasons. You've got people in law enforcement, people in the military, people who use it for hunting, sport, and all of that. But not everyone wants to get up on a podium and say, hey, here I am, the black guy that shoots. You know, there's a few people out there, obviously. I'm sure you're aware of those guys, but not everyone wants to do that. And the more people that do it, I think the easier it is to get people out there to admit that they are actually into guns. I think lots of black people are into guns for lots of different reasons.
Well, and I'm completely, I like it. I like all of America being into them. It's mm-hmm. just that, like, you know, one of the first people I met when I got into this game on the gun side of it was the first person I talked to about things was Ken Blanchard,
mm-hmm.
who his mere title when he started doing this, when he proclaimed himself the black man with a gun, that raised eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now in Detroit, one of the biggest proponents of self-defense, teaching more people than anybody in Detroit, is Rick Ector, who is mm-hmm. He's not even a born and bred gun guy. He started out in the auto industry, and he's segued into what he is. And I find that these guys, while I find them inspirational on more than just the whole pigment thing for me. You know, they're mm-hmm. inspirational in a lot of different ways, but I'm almost certain that a lot of people would look at them and look at you and say, you know, I just would never have expected that. So I'm glad all the attitudes are changing. I love it.
Yeah, I think there are people who buy into, you know, when I run into those kinds of things, it's going to be online, obviously, you know, the trolls.
Right.
And so there are people who buy into kind of like the Hollywood mythology, and what the media puts out there, but it's not reality of what's really going on. You know, you don't see it. I mean, it's, for me, one of the things, like, I'm into music, and specifically hip hop music. I kind of grew up in hip hop music, and there's rappers today that are, you know, famous guys, and they're involved with politicians and stuff like that. So they say they're anti-gun, but their fortunes and their fame were built on music that had a lot to do with guns.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people in Hollywood who are anti-gun, but the same thing. Their fortune and fame is built off of movies that have to do with guns. You know, so I really wish they would actually not make movies that have to do with guns, because then it would be way easier for me to break in.
Well, I can, you know? See that. Well, you know, they, one of your most vociferous, if I can use that word here, anti-gun actors out there is Sylvester Stallone,
mm-hmm.
who has a beautiful gun collection. Except for the Rocky movies, he's used real true weapons of war in just about every movie he's ever been involved in, and he thinks that the government should go around kicking in doors.
Yeah, but he has a very he's always had, I was watching one of his older movies, I think it was called Assassin, and there's a scene where he's in a bus, he passes another bus that has a sign on it with like ban the NRA or something like that, you know. There's a circle with a cross through it with the for the NRA. So those guys have always been anti-gun. They think they're really only special people should have guns, and they're amongst the special.
Yes, well, yes.
You know, some of us are more equal than others, kind of a thing.
Well, that's not actually true.
Yeah,
that's not actually true.
I believe that.
Yeah, I'm sort of hypocritical about it because, like with some of these guys that make these movies, I don't. As soon as I become aware that they're anti-gun, I stop watching their stuff. I won't buy it on iTunes or buy the DVD. My latest one has been Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Who became a naturalized citizen.
Right.
So, I mean, but you know, most of your naturalized. I mean. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you were going to say that most people who come to America come here for freedom, right? And that's why you would go through the process of coming to America. I know I'm a naturalized citizen, but you know, a lot of those guys are just really, you have to remember that they're just actors. You know, that's the thing. It's disappointing. I'm disappointed in Liam Neeson myself, but at the end, these guys are actors and, they're just playing roles. They don't really, you know, I feel the same way about the guy from Born Identity.
His name is escaping me now. In any event, the whole thing about being an actor, though, I don't give that credence. If becoming a naturalized citizen of a country that embraces you, that makes you tens of millions of dollars like they have in the Taken vehicles, and then getting out there and saying, well, you know, I don't believe that Americans should have guns. You know, that just doesn't buy it for me. We're about to go into the last break.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say to you, you know, you have to understand why a lot of people are naturalizing from England to America. It's basically a tax thing.
Yeah.
In England, they would pay more taxes, so they naturalize over to America so they can pay less taxes. But then they still want to bring over things from Europe, you know, certain feelings that, that's what's creating that confusion.
Yes, I guess so. Matt Damon, that's who we're talking about.
Matt Damon. Absolutely.
Anyway, we're not any gun like Matt Damon and Sylvester Stallone, though. We'll be right back. My guest, Hank Strange from HankStrange.com on YouTube. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, this is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code makes three basic holsters. They make the OSH, they make the XST, and they make the SOC, the SOC. And these three basic holsters can be mounted anywhere. They can be mounted to your bed. They can be mounted to your vest, to your dash of your car, drop leg, on the hip, on the small of the back, wherever you want it to go, in a very huge variety of ways. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, Hank Strange from Hank Strange Media. We're going to be doing some things here together, hopefully in the very near future. I intend to have a good time with it. But Hank, now you got to do a very rare thing. You got to take a camera into Kel-Tec.
Yes.
How much of a logistical challenge was that?
It was not easy. The person who owns Kel-Tec is George Kellgren. That's where the Kel comes from. And when we were on the factory floor with the cameras, he actually showed up and was telling us to cut off the cameras. He's like, "What are these guys doing here with cameras?" That's how difficult it was. Now, obviously, we had approval from his son, Eric Kellgren, that does a lot of day-to-day stuff over at Kel-Tec, and Chad. You know, Chad's our liaison with Kel-Tec. All the people at Kel-Tec are really great, but George had no idea what we were doing. You know, he just saw us walking around with cameras, so that's how tough it was.
Well, I like the Kel-Tec line. I like the Kel-Tec line because they're not like everybody else. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if somebody wants to build a rifle, they're going to build their take on the AR-15, and they do none of that. There's more people that build AR-15s and 1911s, I think, than any other one type of gun out there. And that's because those two guns have just about become generic in my mind. What do you think of the Kel-Tec line? You've actually shot them. What do you think of it?
I'm a huge fan. I like the, it sounds almost cliche at this point, but I like the innovation of what they do. They're not interested in building an AR or a 1911. They think that those are, you know, fine platforms, and they don't see what they need to, you know, why they need to just build another one. You know, it's like people would like them to build something like a Glock. Why build a Glock when a Glock already exists? You know, I think they're really pushing the envelope. I've pretty much, I don't have all the guns that Kel-Tec makes, but I have a lot of stuff that they make. And specifically, I like the bullpups that they have.
Now, I've never shot an IWI Tavor, and I presume you have, because it looks like you have, just looking at some of your stuff. Between
yeah, I have one.
The Tavor and that bullpup, do you have a preference over those? Because, to be honest with you, the Kel-Tec looks better to me as far as the way it's built.
Well, are we talking about the new bullpup that they're coming out with, the RDB?
Yes, sir.
556?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, right now, the Tavor, I think, is mass market-wise really running the game, because they're out there, you know, been quote-unquote battle-tested in Israel and all that kind of stuff, and it's fine. I like it, and people have made a lot of different things for it. I do prefer the design of the RDB that Kel-Tec is going to come out with. I think it's slimmer. I like the trigger better, so I just can't wait for them to come out with it, you know?
Yes, that's the thing that Chad was talking about. Now,
like everyone else, right?
Yeah. When you're walking around... when you're walking around in that video, Chad, is he carrying an RDB on him? Is that what or an RFB? He's carrying an RDB?
Yes. Yeah, he's carrying an RDB.
Now, I fully get why you would carry I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And having a gun near you versus carrying a gun, if somebody's kicking in a door or doing some sort of a bum rush on you or something, that means nothing if it's near you. Being on you is everything. And so I fully get that, but... everybody at Kel-Tec does that, don't they?
Well, I wouldn't say everyone, but most of the guys do, yes. And that wasn't, you know, Chad flung that over his back just because, you know, he's Chad and he does stuff like that. But he also had a sidearm. Most of those guys there have sidearms. They're gun guys. They like guns. The company is gun-friendly. You know, it's in Florida where you can do that kind of stuff. And I absolutely agree with you. You know, it's not going to do you any good if it's... like you said, near is too far away when you need it.
Yeah. What kind of sidearm was he carrying?
I'm gonna think it was probably a PF9.
Okay.
You know, but I know he's in that video. I think it was a PF9, but I'm not absolutely sure. It could have been a Glock.
I don't know.
He's a VP9 guy.
Yeah. Nowadays he's a VP9 guy.
Full size. Kel-Tec doesn't make a full size
right
handgun. So
I've heard a lot of guys talk really well. What do you think? Now you've shot that as well, which I've never shot that either. What do you think of the VP9? Because I know a lot of people like it, but I've heard some other things about it as well. What do you think of it?
You know, I think it's a decent gun. We've been doing a lot of testing with it. I know I had issues just because of my hold. I don't think it's really the gun; it's my hold. So my natural hold, I didn't get locked back and things like that. However, it's a decent gun. You know, the issue that I would have is I'm not 100% sure that H&K is consumer friendly. I think they care more about the military market than the civilian market. And that's where I would have issues with them. You know, if I'm a civilian, so if you don't really care that much about me, I'm not sure that I would really go out there and support what you're doing until you prove to me that you care about what I want.
Well, see, that was the whole problem Larry Vickers had with it, too, because, you know, Larry Vickers put out a video and said that's the best 9mm pistol he's ever shot.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't like H&K. You know, H&K, because, what was his name, Jerry Tsai, because H&K wrote some literature about a gun they put out, and Jerry Tsai at Recoil read it verbatim. Recoil mm-hmm. magazine almost went down the drain over that one.
Yeah,
so H&K, I mean, not consumer friendly.
Yeah, and if you're getting it from Vickers, I mean, he's the godfather of the game, in my opinion.
Yes.
You know, and I think and sometimes, you know, the kind of gun that you have is kind of like the car that you drive, you know. And I think a lot of the people who are H&K supporters got, like, I did a video. They came out with, I think it's the 320 or the PK something they came out with. I did a video. I can't even remember the name of the gun, you know, what it is. But in the video, I said Heckler and Koch instead of Heckler and Koch. I mean, I grew up in New York. Under Mayor Ed Koch.
Right.
So, and that was specifically what everyone was focused on.
Your mispronunciation.
Yeah, you know, of the name, which is so crazy, but it's an illustration of what people think is important there. Because I mean, we can mispronounce a lot of things, you know, and I don't really think that's what's the most important thing when we're, you know, when we're looking at these things. But you know, that's the kind of mentality that tends to go along with it. I'm not saying everyone. Obviously, we were just saying that. You know, that Chad got a VP9. I don't know if he knows how to pronounce it properly. I have to check on that.
Well, you know, I thought about going that way.
You know?
I thought about going that way, but I mean, I've just got so much Glock stuff. But then again, you know, Gaston Glock is not a real consumer-friendly guy either.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things Glock does put that, you know, they also. For example, we went to see the new Glock 43, and I asked one of the vice presidents why it took them so long, and they said, hey, we'll put out the gun when we want to put out the gun, basically. And you have to be really careful of getting that kind of feeling from your consumers out there that you really don't care about them.
Yeah, well, they're sort of late in that party as far as that goes. As far as I'm concerned, they are, but that's okay. We're going to run out of time.
It's a fine gun.
We're going to run out of time. You will hear more from Hank. We're going to be doing some stuff, hopefully, in the very near future together. Hank Strange, you can find him on YouTube. Go subscribe to his channel. This is a different kind of YouTube channel. It is very enjoyable. It is indeed the Hank Strange situation. Thank you for taking time to be with me today, sir.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Stay safe. Tomorrow on the show, the sale begins at Ammunition Depot. Scott Blick will be joining me. He will tell you the details to it. You can save some money on some ammo this coming weekend. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.